great day. Gonna be a great day, everybody. Hope you guys are fantastic. I want to thank you guys so much for being with me on the broadcast. Coming in live and direct from here in my house, the Mikasa. And I want to thank you guys for being with me. God bless you. Eric, my man, God bless you. You're still in the neighborhood. Did you make your way? Did you make your way back to West Texas? It was so good to see you, my brother. I got to tell you, I appreciate you. Appreciate you coming around. I saw that you were in the office, or I heard you were in the office. I didn't get a chance to see you yesterday. I was so busy. Gino V, God bless you, Gino V. Good to see you. Hey, everybody. I want everybody to give a shout out to Gino this morning. He's an old friend of mine and from Corpus Christi, Texas. I believe God's going to be doing something phenomenal with him. He's got his ministry rolling and raps and sings and worships God. God bless you, Gino. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much, Eric. Eric, you're in West Texas already. God bless you. Trust that the Lord is with you and be with you everywhere you go. Good morning, Marty. God bless you, Marty. You're such a blessing. You are such a joy to see here every single morning. It's so good to see you. Eric, you drove all night, my brother? Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of thinking to do, a lot of praying, a lot of meditating. I'm sure you had a good time. You had a good time. God bless you, Eric. And Gino, yes, sir. Praise God, my brother. It was so good to meet you and your bride, and we need to do some stuff together. And I know my calendar's been all over the place, and I started this new web business, and I'm on a mandate to pay off Center Church 100% of all of its all of its debts, every one of them. And so I started a web company, and I took a branch of my business. I opened up what's called Ortiz Sites, and the proceeds and the profits and the produce of it, we're going to raise millions of dollars, and we're going to pay off Center Church mortgage in Jesus' name in the next 2 years. Oh, that coffee tastes so good. Father, I just thank you right now. Bless this cup of coffee. Be with me in Jesus' name. Oh, I got to tell you, I believe that right around the tree of life was the bean of cafe. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Yeah, so we're going to have a good time. Hey, if you guys need a website, you need to hit me up. Everybody needs a website. If you don't have a website, you have a hobby. That's the difference. If you have a business or a ministry and you don't have a website, you just have a hobby. You don't have a business or a ministry. You want it as a business? Well, you need a website. I have a website for my personal, ClarkOrtiz.com. I have a website for my business, Ortiz Media Group and Ortiz Sites, a couple of others also. I have a business for the church. It's CenterChurchFar.com. I have a website for TVer. I have a website for everything. And you got to have a website. If you're going to start a ministry or a business, if you're going to have one, you need to have a good website. And so what I've done is through Ortiz Sites, ORTIZSITES.com. I started a website development business, and I shouldn't say I started it. I've been doing websites since the late 90s, and I have built hundreds, if not thousands, of websites. And so I have a full team of developers and salespeople working hard at raising or selling websites all over the nation. I have a team in Florida, here in Texas, Central Texas, North Texas, South Texas. I have a team we're developing right now in California, and we're believing God will have that going so that way we can raise the resources to preach the gospel. We have the most affordable websites. We launch you faster than anybody else. If you want more information about web development and websites, you hit me up and I'll get your website up and running. Very affordable. Good morning, Rebecca. God bless you. God bless you. Praying for you today. Staying connected with you. Remember, continue to stay in contact with me. God bless you. God bless you. David, give my brother David some love also. Let him know that we're praying for him, believing God for him. Marinel, God bless you. Thanks for being with me this morning. I got a great word for you guys. I hope you guys are prepared for this. So let me give you the word. Those of you that are online, let's see, snowstorm in Boston today. Job got canceled. Work. So God is great. That's good. Power and grace. We're here for you. Hey, you get a chance to hang out with us here on the broadcast. Thanks for joining us. Remember, we're here every day, Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7. Yesterday, I wasn't on the air. Yesterday I had a lot that I needed to do. I actually had a a rough night. Woke up like about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and just got to praying and spending time with the Lord. And my morning completely got away from me. Went into the office very early, got to work, and next thing I know, 6:30 passed, came and went. So I didn't get a chance to do the live broadcast, but I did get a chance to finish editing the Sunday service. Sunday was fire. Let me tell you, I taught be of good courage, be strong and courageous. The book of Joshua, Jesus is our warring conqueror and our conquering warrior. Jesus is our conquering warrior. And I'll tell you what, man, that service was fire. I had to go back. I listened to that message 3 times yesterday, and I'm going to listen to it again. If you want to hear the message, it just go to the centerchurchfar.com later, and you're going to see it on the playlist. I have a whole playlist of all the messages that we have, and I don't want you to miss out on any of it. Praise the Lord. Okay, I have a word for you. I got to give this word to you. Let's set the pace here for a second. Did you know that you can establish the way you will prosper? There is a thing that you do, whether you like it or not, that establishes the way you will prosper. You can prosper hard, you can prosper easy, you can prosper difficultly, or not prosper at all. And you're the one who establishes the way you're going to prosper. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, 2, and 3. And I want you to catch this word. I want to make sure you get it right. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, 2, and 3. It says, now concerning the collections for the saints, which is the offering to help those who are preaching and declaring the word. As I directed the churches of Galatia, so do you also. So it says, the way I've told the churches that I have in Galatia, in the Galatian area, Ephesians, Romans, says, I'm going to give it to you too. He says, I'm directing it to you too. So he gives a direction here. Watch what he says. On the first day of every week, let each one of you put aside and save. First day of every week, as he may prosper. Watch this. On the first day of every week, let each one of you put aside and save as he may prosper, that no collections be made when I come. He's talking about when he picks up the offering. He says, I'm going to come by and pick up an offering. When I do, put aside. Every first day of the week, put aside an offering so that when I get there, watch what he says. And when I arrive, whomever you may approve, I shall send them with a letter to carry your gift to Jerusalem. It's a powerful statement here. He's not saying that you're going to give me and you're supporting me economically or financially. I'm going to show you how you're going to prosper. You're going to put away and save. And he says, I'm going to send somebody who you tell me you want to go pick it up. And they're going to pick up that item that you saved. And we're going to bring it to Jerusalem to bring it before God. That's what he's saying there. And there's a lot of people that got this message of prosperity completely twisted. They're saying, hey, give me your money so you take care of me and God will take care of you. I don't do that. I have a ministry that you take care of the ministry. We're going to pay off all the mortgage of the ministry, and we're going to feed the poor, and we're going to take care of widows. We're going to be building houses. That's what we're going to be doing. But we're going to get Center Church completely debt-free. And when Center Church is completely debt-free, we're already doing a lot for the community now, but we're going to be able to do a whole lot more. And that's what we're working towards, is to get this nonprofit church corporation completely debt-free so that way we can do a whole lot more in our community. Our community needs it. And so you want to see how you're going to prosper. God will feed you when you feed his church. In the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah went to go rebuild the house of God. It was completely destroyed by a bunch of plunderers and evil people. They destroyed the house of God. And the Lord said, let's go build it back up. And Nehemiah went completely on his own on the back of his donkey. And his donkey was old and his back was broken. And he carried that donkey all the way. And Nehemiah was a hand servant of the king. And he walked away from that entire position that he had. And even the king let him walk away so he could focus on building the house of God. And he went and he started surveying all the gateways of the house of God that had been left in ruin. And when he went through there and started working, different people came alongside and started helping him. And next thing he know, he starts getting all this material to build the house of God and to make the house of God strong. And he built this thing big, and he got mason workers for masonry. He got bricklayers for bricks. He got lumbers. He got carpenters for lumbers. He had gold setters and diamond setters, and he made the house of God look so good. And all these people came from all over the land, and they began to build. And the evil people heard about it, and they tried to destroy them. And so they put a sword in the hand of the priest, and the Bible says that they were putting bricks with one hand and slaying the enemy with the other hand. And God began to move upon them, and they began to win the battle. My friends, if you want to learn how to prosper, you got to learn how to prepare your offerings. You got to prepare yourself. Prepare how you give your offerings. Who do you give your offerings to? Where do you put your offerings in? How are you helping to provide? He's saying on the first day of every week, save it and put it away and get it ready to give to God. He's talking about giving to God. You know, God's already taken care of me, but he wants to take care of us. He wants to take care of you. Got to put it together. And my wife and I, let me tell you what we did many years ago. We were struggling economically, and we had to learn how to do some things. And I shared that story before, how the Lord set us up. And God began to teach us different ways on how to prepare our offerings, because we were putting offerings together almost frivolously. Frivolously. We weren't really putting it together the way we should have put it together. And so the Lord said, you need to change this thing. You know, we had all the debit cards and the credit cards, and we had the bank accounts and all that, but we didn't have anything in it. We'd have $10 in our savings account. We had credit cards that were already maxed out. And we said, we got to get this thing straight. And so the Lord told us, and we got one of those accordion files. If you've ever seen them, they got little tabs on it and everything. And we wrote on all the tabs, and we put car payment and insurance and rent and lights and food and tithes and offerings right at the beginning, tithes, offerings. And we put little tabs on it, and we wrote there on the tabs. And then when I got my check, whenever I got any money, I'd cash it, and I have cash in my hand. And I would put the cash and divide up first my tithe, 10% of 100% of whatever I received. I put 10% in the tithe. And then we put another 10% as offerings. And then we took a little bit, we put it in our mortgage or our rent, a little bit in our insurance, a little bit in our car payment, a little bit in, and every week as I got paid, I would take my money and I would put the tithe, the offering, the rent, light bill, all that. And I just kept tucking away, knowing how much I needed to tuck away every single week. I'd put it away, tithes, offerings first, and then all the others. And when church came, we would take the tithes and the offerings, we'd take the cash out, we put it in an envelope, and we'd carry it to church, and we'd put it in the offering plate. And then when the month came, I had enough money for the rent, enough money for the car, enough money for the insurance, enough money for the food. And we did that probably a whole year as we began to reorganize and restructure ourselves. Now, today is a little different. A lot of people don't even touch cash or anything like that. But understand the principle behind this. If you can learn how to use bank accounts and be able to use a savings account, for instance, you can take your savings, you can tuck it away and have it prepared that when church comes, you come and you bring your offerings with you. And we have the members of Center Church are so good at being able, what they do is the moment they get paid, they take the gross amount that they make, not the net, the gross, and they pay 10% on the gross, and they send it by Cash App. They send it by centerchurchfar.com. They'll go to the Give Center. They'll click on it, and they'll give it that way. And it's very interesting. Some people get paid on the 1st and the 15th. And so the 15th could land on a Thursday or a Tuesday. And it's just so encouraging to be able to see them give. And every day there's somebody, there are people that make money every day and they give every day, 10%. They bring their tithe. And the way that they want to receive the blessing, the way they want to prosper is the way they're giving. And so in my life, the moment I get any money, I take my 10% and I give it right away to the church. And at Center Church, we have a tab called Give Center, and we set up to where you can have your own account. It's your own account. And you can put your tithe in there right away. And you're giving to God quickly. Why? Because I want to prosper quickly. So I have gifts that I need to give. I receive quickly. I give quickly. I want to make sure that it goes right to the Lord. And then I take care of all the expenses and everything with what's left over. But I give to God what belongs to God. And what belongs to God is 10% tithe. I will never stop tithing. It's like breathing to me. If I Quit tithing. It's like me holding my breath underwater. I'm going to die. That's how I feel. Now, I'm not saying that God's going to kill me, but I'll suffocate myself if I don't pay my tithe, if I don't give to God what belongs to God. That 10% helps the ministry be able to do what needs to do. I go out and preach the gospel, and we can go feed the poor, and we give away, and we feed thousands of people get food from us here at Center Church. And we make sure that we can give as much as we can to as many people as we can. And we want to make sure that they're taken care of. But at the same time, we're paying our note off. And the past administration took a large banknote. Hey, I agreed to carry it. And so I'm carrying it, and we're going to pay it off. And I'm using every business that I have to pay it off. For instance, I have these little headsets. I sell these headsets for $49. Go to tviewer.com. You can buy them. The proceeds are going to go to pay off the debts of Center Church. I have an antenna. I sell that. I have a video camera, security camera. Sell that. I got shoes coming. You guys know that I designed some shoes. I got some shoes coming, and I'm selling those. And all the proceeds are going to preach the gospel, to pay off the debts of Center Church. So you're seeing it firsthand with me. And I am an open book. I'm going to tell you that right now. You can ask me any questions that you want. Matter of fact, right now, you can put some questions down on the message down below, and I will respond to you, and I will answer your questions, and I'll tell you how this works, because I want to make sure that you do not miss anything of what the Word has to say. Sean, you're 62 here, and huge awakening. Praise the Lord. At 62, you see the blessings of God will cover you. Another one, 21. I'm like scared. Don't be scared. God's got you. God's got you. Snowstorm in Boston. Today, your job canceled. Well, you're staying home. Well, God bless you. I'm going to pray that God protect you in Jesus' name. What belongs to God is faith reciprocated. That's right. It's grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's exactly right. According to the scriptures, I just read 1 Corinthians 16, 1, 2, and 3. The way you want to prosper, that's the way you put away and you tuck it away. How do you want to prosper? You want to prosper over and above? Learn how to give over and above. You watch what God will do. It's fantastic. That's right, Gino. That's right. We can never outgive God. You can never, ever outgive God. Gino B, you can never outgive God. Check it out. That's Gino's CD right there. You guys, powerful, powerful. It's called Mommy. He's got more. I want him to get me. Gino, we need to do something, and I'll help you distribute some of these, and I'll put them on my website, and we'll get these things sold. He's got two songs on here, one called Mommy and the other one called Let Them Live. And let me tell you something. This is fantastic. And Gino, I know when we get a chance to talk, I'm going to show you how we could do this. One of the challenges that I had with a CD, just want you to know, Gino, is trying to find a CD player. A lot of my computers don't even have CD players in them. I'm going to show you how we're going to sell them online and make sure that you get everything God needs for you to get. You're going to get in Jesus' name. Chrissy, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Linda, good morning, Linda. We got a new person right here, Linda. Hey, change your profile page. Put something a little bit more conservative right there, and you watch what the Lord will do for you. Linda, hello to you, and we're praying for you. We're praying for your soul, even if not, that may not even be you, guys. That somebody says, you got a lot of trollers, man. Do I have a lot of trollers that show up on it? But I pray for them. And let me tell you, I got a testimony. I got a bunch of trollers that go on there. Facebook is doing something crazy. They got a bunch of people with fake profile pictures on there, and they're trying to entice men. And that's where you see all those pictures right there. And I preach to them. And then some of them are beginning to reach back to me. And they think that they're going to get this big old following and everything. And then they come on this broadcast. Now they're messaging me, and they're changing their profile picture to something real. They happen to be from Africa and Pakistan and India and other places. And they're accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. So I'm flipping the trollers. That's right. I'm flipping the trollers. So this live broadcast is doing it. So Linda Lynn, you're going to be real, change your name, put your real name on there, put your picture on there. Trust me, you're going to do a whole lot better than what you're anticipating you're going to do. God bless you, Mary. Mary Ramirez, God bless you. Amen. Sarah, God bless you, Sarah. Thank you so much for being with me. Hey, guys, I want to pray for you and get your day started. You guys ready to get your day started? We're going to cover you with the precious blood of Jesus. You're going to have the full armor of God on. And I'm going to set the pace so that way you can be protected, especially all of you that are stuck in the snowstorms, big snowstorms in Boston, they're telling me. And I know there's even ice coming into the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The panhandle is going to get covered with ice. And I'm here in South Texas. Ooh, it's a bitter 65. Y'all need to move to Far Texas, P-H-A-R-R. South Texas is one of the best places you can possibly live. Trust me, you'll love it here. Grew up here. It's fantastic. All right, let's pray right now. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for my friends. I ask you to be with them in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless them everywhere that they go. And Lord, we pray for peace in Jerusalem, and we ask you to be with them, that Israel shall walk in peace. And we thank you, Jesus. You are the peace. You are the Prince of Peace. And that your peace will walk through the streets of Jerusalem, bring peace to that area. And even the Ukraine, just settle that army down and nobody die anymore. Father, let us live in peace in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I pray for my friends. We take on your full armor, girded by the loins with the truth of your word. Your word is your truth. We take on the preparation of the gospel of peace. And wherever we go today, we shall walk in peace. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, for we are righteous for your name's sake. That your righteousness, the righteousness of God, flows through us. We lift up the helmet of salvation, for we are saved by the blood of Jesus, that our salvation is intact. And we lift up the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the evil one, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we lift up the sword of the Spirit, which is your word, that we can cut the enemy down to size and we can walk in the truth of your word. And Father, I pray right now for every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, and everybody that's called into the ministry, that you be with them and protect them. I ask you to be with my friends throughout the day. Allow them to walk in your great grace and prosper them everywhere that they go. Lord, encourage them to walk according to this word that was shared this morning, that they may be able to live righteous and live according to it. And Father, we give you praise right now that you bring them back safely. And wherever they may go today, that they come back home safely. Father, we thank you for this right now in Jesus' precious name, and we count it all as done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, guys. If you prayed with me, hit down below, and let's go ahead and say amen down below. Give me some love there. Sarah, on your way to work with your cousin Jonathan. Jonathan, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. You and Sarah, God bless you. I cover that car with the precious blood of Jesus. You're protected. Enjoy everything that you do today in Jesus' name. Marinelle, that's right. In agreement in Jesus' name, we're walking together, stand in agreement. Y'all started the day while I'm ending the day. That's right, Nancy. God bless you, Nancy. Father, give Nancy sweet, sweet sleep. When she gets home, let her get great rest in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Sarah, that you're going to completely protect her. And Luis Flores, in Jesus' name. Luis, God bless you, man. Good to see you here this morning. God bless you. Chrissy, yes, here for you. Just praying for you, believing God's best on you. And Rebecca, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Complete healing from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I pray for healing for all my friends, that they receive complete healing. Let your healing power flow through their life right now in Jesus' name. Father, we just give you praise for this right now. Eric, we thank you for Eric's life. God bless you, Eric. Mary, God bless you. Alejandra, God bless you. God bless you. Uh-oh, little Sophia's behind me. You know what that means. Time to go to school. TikTok, don't cancel me, TikTok. I'm not. Come here. Give me a hug. Because they go over here telling they I got canceled on TikTok the other day. And they said she came out on the broadcast and they canceled my live account, said that I was being mean to the youth. How can they say that? No way. This is the love of my life. All right, guys, pull a Drake. Someone says pull a Drake. What does that mean? I don't even know. Anyway, let me see what we got here. All right. Anybody else want to make sure I got them covered? Guys, God bless you guys. Hit share if you can. I got a couple of announcements I want to talk about just for a moment. Remember, download the app, TViewer app. If you get a chance, download it so you can watch more of the broadcast. Watch our shows on centerchurchfar.com. We're going to have a night of remembering Israel here at Center Church. Stay tuned for that. I want to tell you about it. It's going to be on a Friday. And then we're also going to have an overnight prayer vigil that we're going to give everybody an opportunity to be part of an overnight prayer vigil. We want to make sure that you're part of that, okay? And let's see. Remember, tomorrow is church on Wednesday night. Make sure you go to church somewhere. You got to be connected to church, guys. Jesus loves you. You need to love him at least half the amount of what he loves you. You should give your all to him, but give him at least half of what he gives you, right? So, yeah, he went to the cross and died. You go to the cross and just give your sins to him. How about that? Would that be okay? All right, my friends. Listen, I love you guys greatly. Watch these announcements that I have. And until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Go take on the day.
Introducing TVer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high-quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TVer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TVer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TVer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TVer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.
In today's fast-paced digital world, staying visible and competitive is crucial for any business. Ortiz Media Group, your partner in driving new customers to your business. We're dedicated to helping your business thrive in a digital age. And the key to our success? Custom AI software that's right at your fingertips. Our cutting-edge AI software, available on our website, ortizmediagroup.com, is designed to propel your business to new heights. It provides you with a comprehensive report card of how your business is perceived online. With our technology, you can leverage the power of search engines right from your phone. Monitor your rankings, track your progress, and stay ahead of the competition. Ortiz Media Group, where technology meets business growth. Best of all, our AI software is just a few clicks away. Run a free visibility report and discover where your business stands. Once you've taken this first step, a dedicated representative will contact you and let us take your business to the next level. That's Ortiz Media Group, and your success is our mission.